literature out loud. When the Frost is on the Pumpkin. James Whitcomb Riley. When the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock, and you hear the kyuck and gobble of the strutting turkey cock, and the clacking of the guineas and the clucking of the hens, and the rooster's hallelujah as he tiptoes on the fence. Oh, then it's time a feller is a-feeling at his best, with the rising sun to greet him from a night of peaceful rest, as he leaves the house bareheaded and goes out to feed the stock, when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. There's something kind of hearty-like about the atmosphere when the heat of summer's over and the coolin' fall is here. Of course, we miss the flowers and the blossoms on the trees and the mumbling of the hummingbirds and buzzing of the bees, but the air's so appetizing and the landscape through the haze of the crisp and sunny morning of the early autumn days is a picture that no painter has the coloring to mock when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. The husky, rusty rustle of the tossels of the corn and the rasping of the tangled leaves as golden as the morn. The stubble in the furries, kind of lonesome-like, but still a-preaching sermons to us of the barns they growed to fill. The straw stack in the medder and the reaper in the shed. The hosses in their stalls below. The clover overhead. Oh, it sets my heart a-clickin' like the tickin' of a clock when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. Then your apples is all gathered, and the ones a feller keeps is poured around the cellar floor in red and yaller heaps. And your cider making's over, and your women folk is through with their mints and apple butter and their souse and sausage, too. I don't know how to tell it, but if such a thing could be, as the angels wanted boarding and they'd call around on me, I'd want to accommodate 'em, all the whole enduring flock, when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock.